Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Despite the fast finish last week, Carolina needs a better start against Virginia. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. The Tar Heels continue their run to Charlotte Saturday in Keenan Stadium against a Virginia team that's not great, but better than its 2-4 record. The Cavaliers can score more points than Wake Forest, although surpassed 30 only once in their triple overtime win against Syracuse. They have played a tough schedule and took three of their vanquishers to the wire, losing to UCLA, Notre Dame, and Pitt in games that were unsettled late in the second half. So the Tar Heels cannot afford to come out flat and go scoreless in the first quarter. Teams don't score 50 points in 32 minutes very often. It's an old cliche, but the Heels must play them one at a time. The Coastal Division is in their hands, currently tied with Pitt and Duke as the only undefeateds. After Virginia comes a quick turnaround for Thursday night at Pittsburgh, and then Duke visits Chapel Hill on November 7th. That's where they can take control of the Coastal, but must finish the job against Miami, Virginia Tech, and NC State. Obviously, lots of football left, but at least we can dream. Let's start fast and blow out Virginia for another reason. Larry Fedora could then play a lot of his bench in the second half and rest the starters for the trip to Pitt. That's why they have to be ready to go from the kickoff, which, if they haven't heard, is 3:30 this week, not 4 or 4:30. Winning five straight after the opening loss to South Carolina has rekindled the preseason excitement in Carolina football, and there is much to be excited about with this team, one of the most explosive offenses in UNC history, and a defense that keeps making believers of us despite being thin and playing with a patchwork secondary until MJ Stewart comes back against Pitt. The program is at a place where the team and its fans should expect to play well every week. Virginia is not that way and will likely face another coaching change after the season. The stability that Fedora has developed is the big difference between fielding a pretty good team every few years and building a solid program that sustains success season after season. Carolina is right on the cusp of that and needs another statement game against ACC opponents that are either in transition or turmoil. Down the stretch of the season, the Tar Heels will face programs that are all on solid footing and will have to play their best football to run the table. But teams are beginning to fear them, and that's always a sign you are doing something right. This is Archansky. See ya.